isn't home where we all want to be? Reba here for Realtor.com, the pro's number one most trusted app. Finding a home is like dating. You're searching for the one. With over 500,000 new listings every month, you could find the one today. Download the Realtor.com app because you're nearly home. Make it real with Realtor.com.
Pro's number one most trusted app based on August 2024 proprietary survey. Over 500,000 new listings every month based on average new for sale and rental listings. February 2024 through January 2025.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Monday, November 3rd. I'm Zoe Colkin for The Wall Street Journal. OpenAI has agreed to pay Amazon $38 billion for computing power in a multi-year deal, the first partnership between the two companies. The deal will help satisfy OpenAI's rapidly expanding computing needs. Amazon expects that all of the computing capacity negotiated as part of the agreement will be available to OpenAI by the end of next year, giving the ChatGPT maker quick access to the powerful NVIDIA chips housed inside Amazon's data centers. The agreement is the latest that OpenAI has struck with cloud giants, including a $300 billion deal with Oracle and a $250 billion commitment to Microsoft. Speaking of Microsoft, the tech company has announced it's secured U.S. approval to ship NVIDIA chips to the United Arab Emirates, boosting its investment there. Two wins for the Middle East in the quick-paced AI race. Microsoft said the Trump administration has approved its plans to send chips to the UAE for building data centers needed to train AI models. The company also said it would invest an additional $8 billion on data centers, cloud computing, and other AI projects in the Gulf state over the next 4 years. And shares in European automakers rose Monday on optimism that a semiconductor shortage might soon be over. China's Commerce Ministry said it will loosen its export restrictions on chips made by Netherlands-based Nexperia, hinting at a de-escalation of a weeks-long dispute triggered by U.S.-China trade tensions. The situation raised concerns among global automakers, who raced to find alternative suppliers. But following talks between President Trump and Chinese leader Xi Jinping, China announced exports of the chips will soon resume. That's your TNB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.